having grown up in Southampton, like, tell me how you felt, because my kids are growing up in Southampton. Tell me how you felt, like, growing up, and, like, tell me, like, what you feel of the vibe today. And, like, do you like it? Do you hate it? And, like, tell me why, because nobody is more of the heart and pulse of the Hamptons than you, really.
Oh, well, thanks. Okay. So, like anywhere, there are things that I love and things that I don't love. But one thing that I've come to realize is as I get older, it's a really cool place to call home. Like, I love being from here and to be able to go out in the world and say, I'm from the Hamptons. Like, first of all, it just sounds great, you know?
Right.
Well, I live in North.
I State. Actually never even say the word Hamptons. I always say out east, but a lot of people don't know what out east means, right? So yeah, you have to say the Hamptons. But yeah.
Well, some people don't like saying it. I love saying it. I don't know. I'm proud of it. Especially when I was living in Florida, it was just, my nickname was literally Hamptons. It was just cool. It's, and the older I get, the more I've come to realize that if you can succeed out here, you're one of very few. You know, to be able to survive out here, have a business and actually make it and be able to live out here and afford to live, like, that is a feat in and of itself.
Like, what do you think? Like, what, like, what's going to happen? Like, what's the future? And it's like,
just online. That's like, look, we're having our conversation right now online on Zoom. Yeah, that's what I do. It's all digital marketing. So web design, social media, it's fun. And being from the Hamptons, it just gives you a different perspective. Like, the people that I grew up around and the events and parties that I was able to attend kind of set me up to be who I am, in that I could talk to anyone and just be blunt. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what your title is. I will talk to you like you're anybody because you're a person. And I think that otherwise you'd get really starstruck, because, like, I played the piano for Billy Joel when I worked at Barron's Cove. Like, just really cool opportunities that I know I wouldn't have anywhere else.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, about what kind of clients, about what makes you good at your job, about what kind of clients you have, and about what kind of clients you want.
Well, wait, do your kids?
And then also explain to me why people don't understand marketing and why people tell me that they don't need it.
Because they're ignorant or they're Amish. So here's the thing. My clients, I work with so many different shapes and sizes. It's so much fun. So, like, I've worked with any, like, when I first started my company, no one really wanted to give me the opportunity to work for them, actually. So I spent the first year of business, because I'm only 2 years in, you know, it's still almost three. But I'm still new to it. I've been doing marketing my entire life and I just didn't realize it. I sold a house. I was in the real estate game out here. And within a month of getting my license, I sold a house. And then I decided, fucking hate real estate. I am going to go back to school with this. And then I got my degree, but I was very good at Instagram and marketing myself because it's just innate. And Southampton, the public schools did a really, really fantastic job with teaching us how to use tech. Do your kids go there?
No, my kids go to OLH.
Okay, cool. But
so I went to 12 years of Catholic school. So,
okay.
And yes. My ex-husband's obsessed with me. So I think that Southampton is great. And we picked Southampton for a reason, because of the dual language program and all of that. So
yeah, my aunt runs that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's amazing. And obviously it's because Southampton and East Hampton have the biggest year-round population, right? So they have the most Latinx, whatever you want to call it, people, because they're the ones that work, right? They work on, they build the homes, they are the staff, they work, you know, they work for these large families. So those are the school systems that are most equipped to handle what people need, right? And these kids, they go into these schools and, you know, they're 5, 6, 7 years old, and they might not speak English because they don't speak it at home.
interestingly enough, I really didn't work with any like locals that I grew up with. I actually had a lot of clients who only spoke Spanish because it was really hard for people to give the new girl a chance, right? It started with a barter for something amazing. And after that, it just kind of grew. And my first client ever was Hampton's Barber Lounge, right next to Citarella in Southampton Village. Like if you go in the back lot,
yeah.
And I still have him, you know? So Sebastian was the first person, business owner, who actually like gave me compensation through money. And after that, it just exploded. And he's still a client. Like I adore him. I adore everyone I work with. But I mean, I've learned, I make mistakes all the time, not necessarily with clients, but you know, this is just such uncharted territory out here. There are so few digital marketing companies. I don't advertise myself, but because I can't really, like there's nobody out here really offering web design and social media and being able to be hands-on. So, and now it's like, we have international accounts. So we're doing a lot, you know, there are three of us. It is what it is.
Did you bring your Cuban boyfriend to the Hamptons, or did he exist?
He grew up in Babylon and he moved here when he was in high school. His parents, they moved. So he started freshman year in Southampton and now he's a police officer out here. We're pretty local, but you know, we always like, part of the reason we love it is because like I said earlier, being able to succeed out here, it's hard. You know, a lot of people I went to high school with, they can't afford to live out here. They can't afford to survive out here. So the fact that we're able to, A, that's great, but B, it's even look, as a 28-year-old, it's really boring out here in the winter, like really boring.
But that's why Miami exists.
Exactly. So, and my sister's in Miami, so I'm always there. We're always traveling in the winter, but it's home. It's home to me. Like I would raise a family here one day, but I'm actually, because of my company, I have my treadmill right here. Okay. I have my computer holder right there because in the winter when it's snowing, I am just getting my 8 miles in every day and I'm just plugging away. So the good news is that market for me, at least, like everybody needs marketing, everybody. And if they say they don't, then they're either just done. They're happy where they are. They don't want to make more money, or they're intimidated, you know? And a lot of people don't like when people contact me, they don't know what they want. And I tell them what they want, not what they want, but I tell them what they need.
And so you do tell people what you want, you know how you do that? Because you do these exercises with people. Cause you did it with me.
With the logo. Yeah.
And I was on a walk and I was actually on the ocean. You walked me through this exercise that I feel like is a really cool part of your business practice. And I think it's a really good way to get somebody that might not understand how you work to understand how you work, right? And like you had me go through like a mental exercise. And out of that came our Hamptons Consciousness logo.
I love that logo.
I do too.
I'm not just saying it. Like, I love that. Even Cassidy, she's seen it. She knows I love it. They're not always that on point, but I was able to get enough information from you and John to know, okay, what can I make that they'll love? But more importantly, what can I make that everybody that they're targeting is going to love? Because that's the problem. I had this one guy who had a logo that looked like a phallic symbol, and he's wondering why he's having trouble getting business. And I said, it could be because your logo looks like a phallic symbol. And that's the thing. When I work with people, I warn them before we even get started. I say, listen, I'm going to warn you. I'm really blunt.
And that is super intimidating. Or I know.
It is a very funny story. I wish I could share it and it would be PC, but it's not. Yeah. But yeah, but that and
also,
actually,
you know, we don't want to blow up everybody's spot in the Hamptons.
You have no idea who this is. He changed his logo.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I do want to know who it is. Logo. I hope that one day you'll tell me.
He changed his logo and I fired him as a client.
So tell us where we can find you. I love working with Dakota. I think she's brilliant. I think she's really, really good at her job. I think she is definitely
honest. That's the biggest thing, because so many marketing companies will tell you anything to try to get you as their client. And I'm not like that. I can't take on. So we're selective about, we have 32 Instagram clients all together. We've got over, I think it's like over 80 monthly clients right now.
A client of mine, a Hamptons Moms client, needs a website built. She's getting a quote for $15,000.
That's insane.
Maybe I need to connect you guys.
Maybe I need to raise my prices again. No, but that's the thing is, like, I do. I have like options for people, you know. My packages are like for web design, depending. I mean, it changes if you're selling things on it, et cetera. But, you know, if it's really, really in depth, I mean, then it's
as in depth as it could ever possibly be. Would it ever be $15,000? I'll tell you off the record. Well, he'll have a lot of work on his hands with this one. Thank you so much, Dakota, for your time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being a part of Hamptons Consciousness. Not only did you develop our logo, but I'm so excited to work with you as a female that runs a business in the Hamptons that consistently tells people that I can't help them. That consistently fires clients.
No.
I actually do because.
Oh, you do. Okay. I just decide. I know.
But I feel like I'm glad that you do too, because you're real and, you know, you wouldn't be where you are if you were doing things badly. Right.
Look, I say like a lot, like most of my clients, we get off the phone and it's like, okay, love you. Bye. Not all of them, look, but a lot of them, you know, it's like you're working with them and my business is making yours grow. So it's like, I feel like I'm a part of it.
Agreed.
I can tell you about the most random things in the world. Like I did a website for cremation. Okay. Like a crematorium where you can now book your cremation online. I'm not even kidding.
I actually need that information because my parents are like, they tell me at least once a week that they do not want to be buried and that's the only thing that they want. I actually need those details.
You do. And my employee at the time said,
to make this shit up.
We need cooler clients. And I said, what? We have people on Netflix that were getting verified. Okay. And we just did a crematorium. How much cooler does it? I just think it's interesting. Cool.
And yes, I feel like the lows and the highs, like I feel like that is the Hamptons, like that is Hamptons Consciousness. And that is the fabric of Out East. Like I learn more at Murph's than I ever do at Argento, right? But do I go to both?
I've never been to Argento.
What?
I've never been to Argento.
Oh, you will learn a lot there. You'll see like a casual Brooke Shields. And then you'll also see, you'll see everything there. We have to go there one day.
I just love people. Exactly. And my boyfriend and I, we have a valet company for the summer. So we get to do all the fun parties and we see a lot, you know, but yeah. I grew up out here and I was delivering pizzas. Like, so
you've seen it all.
Who's that in the background?
That's my mom.
Hola madre. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Estás llevando tu ropa?
Oh my God, you're so funny.
All right. You never know. Anyway, I will call John and ask him. I have to send him some karaoke stuff too. So,
yeah. So ask John about the media kit. And then once that's done, we have like a whole bunch of sponsors that we want to organically like align with.
Yeah, I have to go drive to East Hampton right now. I'm not looking. See,
it feels
really far away right now.
It is, because it is when there's that much traffic.
Wait, what is it called again? The parade? What is it? The parade?
The trade parade. But it's worse than the trade parade. We're going to have to like debrief on this to figure out a strategy because it's not sustainable.
Well, Martha Stewart wrote that book with all the back roads. So that kind of
I know, but everybody knows those back roads. Do you know? that people.
No, I use Waze. I've lived here my whole life and I use Waze because it's the only app that gives me the accurate back roads.
Do you know that people right now are buying homes? Like, they're buying homes to create their own roads so that they don't have to sit on traffic, like in traffic.
I didn't know that. No, would love to hear about it. I got to get going to the in the trade parade.
All right. Well, good luck with the trade parade. Godspeed. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.